trust and see yourself the present of the Lord, and things start to change. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song, Jesus is ever shining. Amen. Sometimes there are clouds, but remember, sun is over the clouds.
Amen. Amen.
Sun is still real. Amen. Jesus is never shining.
Shining.
mean, brother and sister? Yeah. Sometimes we don't have strength. We just what we can do, we can just cry, Lord, help me. Amen. Help me, because I can't go forward myself in this flesh. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. Amen. Amen. Do you love him? Amen. Then we will ask Brother Andrew if he can come, just open the door. Pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's sing maybe one more song. sing, love lifted me. Amen. There was nothing than the love of God.
Amen.
And there is one song, I think, is Sister Buddha family, yeah?
Amen.
Yeah? Okay. Praise God for songs even Friday, even Wednesday. It's good to come and sing.
Amen.
Let's sing. Let's go. I was sinking deep in sin,
far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. While the Master of the sea in my despairing cry, from the world that's lifted me, now sing.
Faithful to him like you're supposed to be, but he is friend. Remember, brother and sister, let's offer your love to him this evening. Amen. Let's sing. still watching you, brother and sister. Don't put more than you can bear, brother and sister. Let him take for you. Hey, let's sing that song. It's about that woman. It's fill my cup, Lord. Amen. It's A. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Woman at the well, I was seeking for things that cannot satisfy. And then I heard my Savior singing, drop from the world that shone round dry. Fill my treasure that I find.
finally in His presence.
Amen.
We know that the Lord for daily blessings that He has given to us.
Amen.
From our various homes.
Thank you, Lord.
Many of us have been to work. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Some to school. And praise our brothers tonight. We are here tonight to pray. Praise the Lord. But tonight, we are going to actually check something. We're going to ask ourselves, are we truly receiving the baptism of God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got to find out tonight if we have truly received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Mm.
Amen.
If we haven't received it, He's here tonight.
Amen.
If He doesn't send us a song, fill my cup. Tonight, I lift it up.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads a moment before we read the word? Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this grace.
Yes,
the Lord you have given to us.
Amen.
In your presence, Lord.
Amen.
Father, even as we are here, Lord, we know you stand in our midst, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, we are seeing you, your name also as a mighty tower.
Amen.
And we have run into it tonight, Lord, seeking your grace, Lord.
Amen.
Father, even we see you, Lord, as our priest, Lord, the high priest.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, that is ready to receive our confessions, Lord.
Yes.
And intercede for us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, tonight we come with a broken spirit and a contrite heart.
Amen.
We want to examine ourselves, Lord, tonight by your word, Lord.
Yes.
So, Father, fill our cups.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
As we lift them up. We thank you, Lord Jesus, even for the prophet that you have given to us.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
Amen. We thank you, the Lord, you have made us to live by this revelation, Lord.
Amen.
Father, bless your word again as we read, oh God. You are the utter of it, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Father, lift it up, oh God.
Amen.
And let us be inspired by your word, Lord, tonight.
Amen.
And lead us, oh God, to utter, Lord, the things that the Holy Spirit, what you will ask, Lord, to say tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let us, Father, surrender all to you. And we the Lord Jesus, we will never leave here the same.
Amen.
You bless your children. You bless your church.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. Bless your word now as we read.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we are still standing, let's get to the reading of the word now. 2 Timothy 1, 6 to 9, we read the last time we met here, we read it. Let's read it once again, and then our second reading will be Hebrews 11, 24 to 27.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1, 6 to 9. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hand. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Amen.
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 Powerful.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our second reading, Hebrews 11, 24 to 27. Said, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invincible. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word, God.
Amen.
Now, Lord Jesus, tonight, we've come, Lord, seeking your grace, Lord. Father, by your word, Lord, you will inspire us, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Father, we want to be sure that we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And tonight, Lord, as many that Lord Jesus will confess and surrender to you, Lord, Father, fill us with your strength.
Amen. Amen.
Sweep over your church, Lord.
Grant us.
We ask it, Lord Jesus, in your blessed name.
Amen.
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 We be seated. Yes, as I was saying, the last time we were looking at this scripture, and it says, God saved us. You can put it there. That's 2 Timothy 1:6-9. It says, God saved us and called us with a holy calling.
Amen.
Not according to our works.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He saved you and then called you not according to your own works.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because our works are nothing.
That's right.
But according to his own purpose. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And grace which we received from in Jesus Christ. According to his own purpose, he called you.
Amen.
He saved you.
Praise the Lord.
Not by our own works. But brother, when we begin to hear this kind of words,
praise the Lord,
it must surely hold us in suspense and in reverence. That for nothing that I have done before the foundation of the world, God just saved me.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He called me not according to anything good.
Oh, is there anything good at all that I've done in life?
But according to his own purpose.
Oh, praise the Lord. These are some of the things when we read, we must give every reverence to him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, my brother. Sometimes we just read the word and then pass it over.
Yes,
but
sir.
But look at it closely.
Amen.
God calling you, saved you according to his own purpose.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
That's exactly what the prophet was saying in the message book Absolute. He said, you know that he had a purpose in saving me. We read it last time.
Amen.
He had a purpose in saving me. He had a purpose in saving you. And he said, I am determined, therefore, to do his will.
Amen. Amen.
The reason he done it, I don't know. And you don't know also. But he said it's according to his purpose.
Praise the Lord.
There are millions, he said, there are millions out there. There are doctors.
Amen.
There are professors.
Amen.
There are ministers everywhere. But yet,
he called me.
Amen.
He called me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Not according to anything that you have done.
Amen.
And then when he called you, he gave you something. He didn't give you the spirit of fear.
Amen.
But he gave you the spirit of what? Power. The spirit of love.
Amen.
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 And of sound mind. He gave unto you.
But didn't give us any spirit of fear.
No.
Take notice of that. Don't forget that he never gave us a spirit of fear.
Right.
Amen.
But of power.
Amen.
And of love. And of sound mind. That's what he gave to us.
Amen.
So he gave us something. And that was what Paul was admonishing Timothy. That this thing that God has given to you, stir it up.
I'm putting it on the remembrance.
That you stir up the gift that God has given to you. It's not your gift, it's what? God's gift.
Amen.
Amen. It says, stir up the gift of God, which is in thee. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The prophet has made us to know that any man that believes that you have been called and saved by God, he has put something in you. That's what the prophet is saying. If you believe that you have been called, you have been saved according to his purpose, then he has placed something in you.
Amen.
Amen.
So, that's what the prophet is saying. He said, in the message book, Why Christ Speak, he said, Moses was born in this world as a gifted boy. He was born to be a prophet.
Amen.
A deliverer. He was born with that equipment born in him.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
And so he said, every man that comes into this world is born with the same equipment.
Amen.
The prophet said, I firmly believe.
Amen.
Because of the foreknowledge of God and predestination.
Amen.
So, if we tonight here, we believe that God has saved us. He has called us according to his purpose. Then he has placed something in you.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Last time we read this, I love it so much. Said, I know my Redeemer living. He said, there is something within us. A fire. That's burning and light that's been lit by God. And no breeze can blow it
out. Amen. Amen.
See what is inside you? See what God has placed inside you? Something that no breeze can blow it out. There is a fire, a flame he has placed in you.
Amen.
And no breeze can blow it off.
Amen.
Amen. He said, even if there is cold in the church, that fire can never be
quenched. Amen. Amen.
Even if there is indifferences among the people, that fire can never be quenched.
Amen.
He said, no persecution of the world can blow out the flame that God has lit.
Amen.
No persecution can do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that it is the purpose. and no powers can blow it out. They will only what make it to burn brighter as they will they do. Amen.
If you
try, it will rather be what? The flame will be rather being what? Oh, raising up. Amen. You see, you know, Satan, during the early church age, he thought he could what? He could overcome the children of God. Through persecution, through killing. Praise the Lord. So Satan was chasing the children of God. And as they were what? Escaping from this persecution, wherever they go, they set the gospel fire.
Amen.
See? Wherever they reach, they set the gospel fire there.
That's right.
And so my brother, once we are here, let's set the gospel fire here.
Amen.
Then it came to a time Satan looked at the whole thing and said, no. He was fighting a losing battle.
Amen.
Satan found out that he was fighting a losing battle. Whilst he had wanted to what? Completely annihilate the children of God, rather they were growing and growing.
Amen.
Right. So you know what he did? He said, okay, hold on, stop. Now, you know, I also believe in that name. So let us all come together as one people. Yeah, that was what in Messiah. Amen.
That's
right. You see him?
That's right.
Now he says, okay. I also believe in that name. So let us all come together. That's the deception.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And he's still fighting a losing battle.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
He's still fighting a losing battle.
Amen.
By his deception, he's still losing.
That's right.
Because there is always a small group somewhere.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he told the church of Sardis. He said, thou hast a few names. And so even he knows our names.
Amen.
He knew the people in Sardis. He knew them by their names. He knows us by our names. That in Sardis that have not defiled their garments.
Amen.
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 He said, they will walk with me in white.
Amen.
Because they are worthy.
Amen.
My father,
Amen.
You are worthy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
We are worthy to walk with him. Amen. So, whatever gift God places in you is for a purpose.
Amen.
And nothing can defeat that purpose. That's what he's saying. Nothing can what? Defeat that purpose.
Amen.
God called Abraham. He called Abraham. And when he called him for a purpose. To make him the father of many nations.
Right.
Praise God. And that purpose, no matter, it could never be quenched. Because he placed something in Abraham. Yeah. And that fire he placed in Abraham, nothing could quench it. His old age, his wife's womb that was dead, could not quench it.
Amen.
I believe anyone who tells Abraham anything contrary to what God has spoken to him, he will call him, my brother, come, let me pray for you. I don't know what you are saying. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Anything contrary, no, sir.
Yes, sir.
What he has said. Yeah. Brother, look, when we are hearing said things, that's the way how we got to live.
Amen.
We say we want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then anything contrary to the word should not be accepted in our life.
Amen.
That's the way how Abraham lived.
Amen.
When against hope, he hoped against hope. His target not. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is the fire that God had put in him. Nothing could quench it.
That's right.
He believed that what God has said
Amen.
That's the way how we got to believe, my brother.
Amen.
That's the way you got to believe, my brother. Amen. Amen. Said, even Satan's womb was so weak that it didn't go through labor. But yet, Abraham held on. Said, but God let us know that his purpose will never be defeated. He chased Sarah and made her a young woman again. And took a man 100 years old and turned him back into his youth. See? No matter how unreasonable it may seem, God gave the promise.
Amen.
And it can never
Amen.
Be
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to him.
Amen.
My brother, all the things that we have been hearing, we have been preaching, we have been reading. One purpose God is looking from you and me to receive His Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. For that will be our only token. Amen. Everything we talk, read, everything is all about wanting to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, my brother, that's what I was saying that tonight. Let us truly see if we have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Let's see what the evidence the prophet gave here. He said, the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost today is just the same as it was back in the day of our Lord. It is receiving the word of truth.
Amen.
For the day in which you live.
Amen.
My brother, listen closely.
Amen.
To receive the word of truth for the day in which you live.
Amen.
Jesus never distressed the importance of what works. He did as he did to what? To the word.
Amen.
He knew that if the people got the word, the works would follow.
That's right.
Amen.
So the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost today is what? By receiving the word of truth.
Amen.
For the day in which you live in. Praise God.
Amen.
And we have a message for our day that we are living in. And he said here, there is also one gift that we many a time miss. Said thousands of people miss that gift. And that gift is what? To recognize the prophets of your age. Amen. And the message that he brings along. Because he said here, he said, friends, don't get me wrong. May I say this with reverence in my heart, knowing that I am eternity bound. The prophet said, I am eternity bound person that will stand before judgment someday. So what he's going to say, he cannot lie.
Right.
Because if he lies, he's going to stand on judgment day. Praise the Lord. And so he said, thousands of people are missing their gifts. See, they can't understand, and they will look and say, oh, he's just a man. That's true. My brother, let's watch this. Reverence to what? To the prophet of your age.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because, listen to what the prophet is saying here. That was it God? Of Moses that delivered the people? He asked a question. Was it God or Moses that delivered the people? Said it was God in Moses.
That's right.
See? It was God in Moses. Said they cried for a deliverer. And when God sent the deliverer to them, they failed to see it. because it was by a man. But it wasn't a man, it was God in a man. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God in a man. So right from the beginning, Moses, as the prophet said, he was born with that equipment born in him to be a deliverer.
Amen.
So that fire was in him. That's why we read that our second scripture. He said, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Ah, my brother, when he was come to years, praise the Lord.
Amen.
When he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Amen.
That's natural. Amen. When he came to the natural year. Amen. He said, this woman is never my wife, my mother. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Praise the Lord. But let us look at it in what? In the spiritual. When he was come to years.
Amen.
Listen closely to the word of God. When he was come to years, by faith, when he was come to years, he refused.
Amen.
Something, when he came to years, something began to what? Bring life into him. When he came to years, there was what? A light. There was a fire that was burning in him. Praise God. Something
Amen.
Came to life in him. My brother, the same thing. Let's put that in a spiritual way. Amen. If we shall come spiritually to years, something must be what? Fixed to happen in our life.
Amen.
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 Spiritually, when we come to years, something must come into our life also. Praise God.
Amen.
Brother, we've got to come to years.
Amen.
Moses came of age, came of years, and something happened. He had faith to say, I am not Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. I am not the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Same also, if we shall spiritually come to that same years, if we shall grow spiritually and come of years, then something must also happen that we will also be able to refuse.
Amen.
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 When Moses was come to years, he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter. The same thing also. If we shall spiritually come of years, we will be able to walk, refuse.
Amen.
And only coming to years is when you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Then you have come to years. You have come of years. You have come Amen. Of age. When you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it will change as it changed what? Moses. Amen. In the natural way. He said Moses had to make a choice, choosing by faith. How many young men would have jumped at the opportunity to become the son of Pharaoh's daughter? Moses had every opportunity. So great opportunity. But because when he came to years, when he was no more a child,
Amen.
When now he's grown, he said, me, this woman is never my mother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And if we spiritually also come to that same age, we will refuse anything that has no connection to us.
Amen. Yeah.
He had that opportunity. He said, every young man would have grabbed that opportunity. My brother, look at the young man. Now you have every opportunity to become what? the king, the next king of the most powerful country at that time. You have every opportunity. Become what? The next president of the United States. Joseph. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
Then you refuse it. That means your friends will tell you, huh? I'm not crazy, eh? Amen. Moses had everything.
Yeah.
He can marry as many women that he wants.
Amen.
The whole nation for him. But he refused it. But see, let's look at it closely. See, don't let them just read over things. But sit down closely and watch this thing.
Amen.
Amen.
For a man to refuse such a great privilege, that's what the world will say.
Amen.
For a man to refuse it,
my
brother, it has to be something in him.
Amen.
Praise God. For a man to refuse such a great opportunity as the world sees it. When you are reading the word, let's look at it. Then you put yourself there. If you could have bought, what would have done the same thing? And then rather, went into the mud to be with God's afflicted people. Lord, sir, it has to be something else. He said, what a foolish thing that the young men of this day must have thought. See? When Moses chose to take his place with the afflicted and the suffering people of God, why did he do it? By faith. When he lifted up his eyes, he looked beyond the glamour of this world, and he looked beyond the pleasures of sin. Let's look at that. Praise God. And the Bible said he endured as seeing him who was invisible by faith.
Amen.
Amen.
And he made a choice to serve that God regardless of what took place. And it wasn't Moses alone. Amen.
That's right.
See, my brother, we have to come of years. We have to come of age. Spiritual age.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We must come of spiritual age.
Amen.
Peter was still like a baby. Praise God.
That's right.
Peter was still like what? A baby. Like a child. When that day Jesus was what? Before the high priest and Herod or whoever. Amen. A small girl just came, babe, you, have you seen you with that man?
Said, me? No.
He left and stood somewhere. The girl came again. Wouldn't you the other day when you were sitting there close to him? Not me. 3 times he denied God. See, we are talking about what? Someone who was then as a child. We are talking about growing, coming to an age spiritually. But out of the day of Pentecost, amen. When he had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He came of age.
Yeah.
The very thing that he was afraid of, he wasn't anymore afraid because God has not given him the spirit of fear.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He was arrested, beaten, don't go and preach in that name again. From right on that place as he stepped outside, he was preaching in that
name. Amen. That's right.
What has happened to Peter now? He has come of age.
Amen.
Amen. He has come of age.
Amen.
God called him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He saved him. And he didn't give him the spirit of fear, but he gave him the spirit of power. And of love. And of sound mind.
Amen.
He came of age. Amen. We can even talk about Paul also when he was called Saul. Amen. He was still a child when he was a Pharisee. Praise God. See? But look at the way how he could boast. That he was circumcised on the 8th day. He was of the stock of Israel and of the tribe of Benjamin. He said, he said, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. And touching the law, he was a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church. And now he said, touching the righteousness in the law, blameless. All these things he had acquired them. Praise God. But he was still a child. My brother, we could be here and still we are children. That's why tonight we are going to look if we are now of age. Truly of age. Because there are some things that we do, it shows that we are still kids.
Amen.
Right.
You must think of what coming of age. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That day when he met that light, it changed his life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so now he could say that all these things that I had, I count all of them as dung.
Amen.
For the excellency and the knowledge of what? My Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he himself even confirmed it. That when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I talked like a child. And I did things like a child. But when I became man, I put my challenges away.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He compared himself.
That's right.
A full group what I see. But he was not saying that he was a child at that time. Now he has come of age. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, there are some things we do in life. It shows that we are still as what children. Let's watch. That's why we got to make sure that we have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen to what the prophet said here. Now we're going to weigh it before we pray. He said, there is what? The fundamental. And the other is Pentecostal. The fundamental positionally know what they are in Christ. Sometimes we are being deceived by fundamentalism. Amen.
Amen.
Fundamental belief. You know everything positionally in Christ. You know the message. Praise God. But they haven't got any faith. You know the message. Everything. As the, Paul said in Hebrews, let's put away the principles and go on towards perfection.
Amen.
That's why Paul said that. Praise the Lord. It has a reason. You may know all the principles of the message. That's what the prophet said here. Fundamental what? Way of believing. You know everything, but you have no faith. My brother, that's not the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know everything about this message, but faith nil. That's not the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then he said, the other, Pentecostal, see, said the Pentecostal received the Holy Ghost and got plenty faith, but they don't know who they are. You see? Oh, you know the message. You know who you are. Oh, yes. I am this. Praise God. But not one single faith. Mm-hmm. And you know already the scripture says without faith you can never please God.
Amen.
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 That's why Paul said, let's leave all these principles of this and that. You know the baptism of what it will be, should be in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, fine, everything. But you know, without faith. Mm. My brother. We are without faith. That's not a sign of the true baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you could be what? You could be with what? That Pentecostal what? Spirit. Oh, you have faith, but you don't know who you are. That's not the promise. If you want to read it, Jehovah Jireh, preached in Cleveland, 1957. He said, the Pentecostal received the Holy Ghost and got plenty of it, but don't know who they are. If I could ever get them together. See, now, he said, it's like a man got money in the bank, but he don't know how to write a check. That's how some of us may be. You got the money, all right, but you don't know how to write a check. And the other one can write a check, but I ain't got any money in the bank. So, if you could ever get them together,
amen.
The Pentecostal faith and the fundamental people, he said, the millennium will set in. The church will rise up to its feet.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we did this too. And we still come back to what? The mechanics and dynamics. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We did this too. Knowing the message, good. But you must have what? The faith also. Praise the Lord. Faith. Real faith.
Amen.
When you can say, like what Moses said when he came of age, I refuse this. Amen.
Amen.
That's faith. I refuse it. Because it's contrary to what I believe. We know the message, and yet we see things that are contrary to the word, and still we give ourselves to it.
Amen.
My brothers, you haven't got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Straight away, we need to say it. I'm saying it to myself also. Amen.
Amen.
We know everything. But when we come to a place like Moses came to that place, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
That's right.
Amen. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ more what? Excellent than what? Than all what Egypt could give unto him. That's faith. Praise the Lord. Well, let's watch. We know everything about the message. That's good. But when we meet things that are contrary to the word, we still give ourselves into it.
Brother,
tonight, that's not a baptism of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Or we have the Pentecostal faith, all right. We can pray all night. Oh, that's great, you pray all night. And yet, the word, without the word, you still not completely.
Amen.
He said, when you bring these two together, he said, millennium will set in.
Amen.
He said, the church will rise up.
Yeah, right.
Amen. To his feet. He said, God will get the glory then. Amen.
Amen.
Before we get on to prayer, well, last a brother called me from Ghana and he confessed to me that, brother, I'm really worried. I said, why are you worried? He said, no, I want to confess this thing. I said, well, you are not confessing to me, you are confessing to the Lord anyway. Amen. He said, I believe I haven't got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then, why don't you do something about it?
Amen. So that's why I call you.
Amen.
How can I really receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I tell you, because I'm worried. I'm really worried, brother. And I told her, look, the prophet in the first place, you have to kill that worry.
Amen. Amen.
You have to kill that worry, because the prophet said, there's no virtue in worry.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
There's no virtue in it.
Amen.
And I found that place for him. He said, look, the prophet said, worry has no virtue to it at all. Just keep worry and accept more faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that someone was telling me, okay, if we are going to be shot the next morning, wouldn't you worry? Like you are going to face the firing squad tomorrow morning, wouldn't you be worried? He asked the prophet. No, I don't think so. I said, worry don't do nothing but make me even worse. Mm-hmm. I said, as you are worried, you are getting yourself worse, man.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, he said, what good is it then to have faith? Then the prophet said, it might deliver me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Instead of worrying, I would rather take faith.
Yeah. Amen.
That tomorrow, the bronze will not even watch it. It will not even vanish.
Amen. Amen. Mm.
Something will happen. I will be saved from the hands of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Mm. So when you get yourself in that situation, my brother, kill worry, because worry has no virtue in it.
Amen.
But there is virtue in faith.
Mm.
He said, I will hold on to faith.
Amen.
Because I may be what? Delivered.
Mm.
Because of my faith.
Amen.
So I told him that, look, brother, the only thing, you know how? The fundamental. Repent. The prophet said, it's true. We have baptized many people that have not completely repented. Amen. He said, repent, but the repent must be what? You see, let's look at, you want God to come and dwell in you. Amen. Because the baptism of the Holy Ghost is God coming to dwell in you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So if you want God to dwell in you, let's go to the scripture. When God, even naturally, in the wilderness, when he wanted to dwell in the midst of the people.
Mm.
Amen. I think we have already been ready to tell anything. What is it? I said, let's look at Exodus 25. Amen. Quickly before we pray. You see? Amen.
Amen.
You want God to come and dwell in you. Amen. Then it must be with, you see, the repentance. First thing must be a willing heart.
Amen.
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 A willing heart. You are willing to give a sacrifice, an offering unto the Lord. Because you need to offer this body to him. If you are looking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, my brother, you need to want to offer your thoughts, your mind, your heart, your everything to him.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, when God wanted to dwell in the midst of his people, he told Moses, go, ask the people, those who are willing,
amen.
Amen.
Those who are willing to bring what? Their offerings.
Mm.
And those offerings, you are going to use it to build a temple, which I will come and dwell in.
Amen.
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 So it must be a willing heart first.
Mm.
You are going to give your offering. And when you read Exodus 25, 1 to 8, see? Your offering, he needs your heart.
Mm-hmm.
He needs your thoughts. He needs your mind. He needs your feet, your eyes, your everything.
Amen.
That's the offering, willingly, you are going to give.
Amen.
Amen. For him to come and dwell in it.
Amen.
mind. He said, and let them, verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell amongst them.
Amen.
See? From the willing hands, willing heart.
Amen.
My brother, I told brother, go back and approach God now in a different way.
Amen.
Willingly now, come and give your offering, all this that is within you. Give us an offering unto him. Surrender all to him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, that's what tonight. Go to final. Tonight, that's the way how we go to. Praise the Lord. To surrender everything.
Amen.
Because we've got to make sure that we have truly received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We come here to hear messages upon messages. Oh, very wonderful messages. Pastor will preach, Brother Buzzer will preach, Ellie, Wilmore, everywhere we receive people from outside. But my brother, all these things is all going down to one thing. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. That token.
Amen.
Without it, Lord, my brother, we can never go with him.
That's right.
So, my brother, tonight, let us not overlook things. Let us not take things for granted. But as truly, sincerely examine ourselves, have we brought all this offering, our body, as an offering willingly to him? Must be a willing heart. And when you have done that willingly, my brother, you will never try to go back and take it away because it now is in his hands.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. How many would like tonight to be seeing that I know all about this message as a fundamental? Now I've seen that I'm a fundamental believer, not a truly Holy Ghost baptized person, because I know everything about this message. That when it comes to faith, when I see things that are contrary, look, that's what the scripture says. Anything that is contrary to what God has told Abraham, Abraham will never accept it.
Amen. Right.
But look at, you know this message, that yet we come across things that are contrary to the word, and we just fall to it just like that.
Amen.
Brother, tonight, it doesn't show that we have truly gotten the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying the prophet is saying here. It could be a fundamental word, a fundamentalist.
Amen.
Put things right tonight.
Amen.
And receive the true baptism of the Holy Ghost because he's here. Amen. He's our absolute. Standing on this tonight. So that we will not be divided by what two opinions, that we will just accept him as our absolute, and what he has instructed us, we will live by. We need that faith, my brother. Faith! That will stand against anything that is contrary to the musicians that come in. Anything that will stand contrary. Lord, help me. I need a true baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The true baptism of the Holy Ghost. I need it, my brother. Myself, I need it. Amen. That the Lord grant me that faith. We know everything about the message, but brother, let's look, let us take how Moses, when he was come of age, he refused to recall Pharaoh's daughter. And if we come of age also, we will refuse anything that is contrary to the word. The same thing with Paul. The same thing with Peter. Many, when they had received the true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they were able to stand every deception of the enemy. Because now that's where he's going to deceive us. but the elect will never be deceived.
Amen.
My brother, tonight, put yourself in a place to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's here. Amen. He's here. Put yourself in a place to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The true baptism.
Surrender to him.
fulfill the set frame. Our Lord has called us. He saved us. Not according to our good works. Not according to our works. According to His own purpose. He has a purpose for me. A purpose for me. And before we can do anything for Him, except we have His Spirit in us. Without His Spirit in us, we cannot do the right thing. Tonight, Lord, we just want to examine ourselves by your word of God.
The
Lord Jesus, where?
Father, just an indication from thee.
Where things are not.
Lord, in many ways,
put right to God. Where we have not completely surrendered.
Amidst us, O God, Father, help us like His big minister tonight.
Help us,
just Lord, Savior, Father,
we are coming, Lord,
and lowly Lord, Savior,
with a willing heart,
Lord, Lord, Father.
We come with a willing heart, Lord, Jesus.
Father, Lord, Father, oh, strife, it doesn't desire, Lord, Savior,
healing,
Lord, frustration, Lord,
and a contract,
just, Lord, that just desires, Father, oh, God, a fully
we
surrendered
know,
life,
Lord, Jesus, all about His message.
That they come, Lord, and Father, Mr. So, God,
we know all the principles of His message.
You, Father, would have Your preeminence tonight. You would have, Father, oh God, that fullest
of the
people,
place,
Lord,
to
the Lord, and Lord, when You desire, Lord,
we can see that this is contrary.
Lord, come to do the service, Lord, Father,
yes,
and a labor for me, that we always be ready, Lord, Savior, Father, oh God, to work, Lord, Savior, Father,
in
whatever way You would desire, Lord, Savior, God, Savior, we ask Your grace today, and ask Your mercy, Lord, even upon us today, Savior,
thank
You, Lord, for Your presence, Lord, Savior, for just
the end,
Lord, Father, to Lord, Your grace, Lord.
I'm gonna take my time, 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 I'm gonna take my Oh,
Father, you know me. Oh, Father, you know me. So back there are people that I ask, oh God. Father, you know what I'm saying. Let Lord Jerry and I truly show me what's wrong. Be simple as we minister to Lord. Happy Eve, Lord Jerry, God. Oh God, let me Lord Jerry just be. Lord, a pattern of Lord Jerry. Oh Lord Jerry, Father. Oh God, them are bold, Lord. The early church, Lord Jerry, God. The lives that they live, Lord Jerry, God. Let us, Lord Jerry, pattern out. Our Lord Savior, Father's Lord Savior, oh Father Lord Jehovah, that our lives, Lord Savior, say Lord Savior, we go, Lord, wherever we go, Lord Savior, Lord, let's be a creative atmosphere, following Lord Savior, oh God, because of the life, that divine life that we live, Lord Savior, guide us, keep us, oh God, and give us your grace, Lord, let your presence, oh God, constantly, oh Lord, keep us, Father,
as we are still in prayer position, if there is anything that's pressed upon someone's heart that he needs or she needs us to pray over, speak it out. Speak it out. So the whole church prays. Anything that holds, touches your heart, anything that may be overlooking, just speak. Even if it's a prayer for someone, then we shall pray this time. We're going to pray for our pastor. Praise the Lord. That the Lord continue.
Could you pray for my friend? He's a pastor. He needs to be invited to the somebody's pastor. His wife has been diagnosed with breast cancer. We told her it's okay, she's going to just get one of the breasts removed. She went and they told her it has spread too much to the other part of the body, so she needs a prayer. This is going to be really bad. It's all in that area.
A burden is upon our brother for the Methodist pastor, the wife with breast cancer. And we know we have a prophet who received a promise from God that if he will be able to make the people to believe in him, even cancer cannot stand before him. And we know God has spoken to him to this age, and we are holding on to that same message. So let us now lift up our faith now and commit that sister to the hands of the Lord. Let us pray.
I want to be a saint of Kamala, a knight of the Lord, a friend 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 of the
precious blood and thunder.
Let us sing God that you give. Let us pray because we have a testimony here. Let us pray in commission. Our sisters request into the hands of God. You did it. We have seen it ourselves. Lord, there are many of your children in this house.
Because, Lord, we believe, Lord, God, and pray on the saints, Lord, God, Lord. Oh, Father, because, Lord, God, we have, Lord, have a Father, a testimony, Lord, God, Lord, Lord. Oh, Father, we have, Lord, a trophy, Lord, God, and a victory, Lord, God, Lord. Oh, we walk by the animal, Lord, God, and talk, Lord, God, Lord. And we look at you, Father, Lord, God, and we know that you're the same God, Lord, Lord. Oh, while with us, Lord, God, Lord, we know you're never changing, Lord, God, and never be failed, Lord, God, Lord. And all we know is you're called upon your name, Lord, God, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're moving the same, Lord, God, Lord. Oh, Father, you're standing your well, Lord, God, Lord. It is time you're waiting for, Lord God, over the Lord. It's for us to call you, Lord God, over the Lord. It's for us to bring out petitions, Lord God, over the Lord. I request before you, Lord God, over the Lord. And rest assured, Lord God, over the Lord. I don't be worried about nothing, Lord God, over the Lord. But know that you're on the mind to God, Lord, for the Lord. It's going to move, Lord God, and you're going to glorify yourself, Lord God, over the side of night, Lord God. But I will break away from out the shackles, Lord God. I don't speak without the strength, white, Lord God, over the Lord. I don't fear the strength of the attitude. Children, Lord God, and I will rise up, Lord God, and favor, Lord God, and take you, Lord God, and your word, Lord God, over what you promise, your grace, Lord God, every night, Lord God, over our sister, Lord God, over the Lord, and our sister, Lord, for the desire of darkness, Lord God, for the Lord, your throne, and the sinner, Lord God, over our knowledge, Lord God, for awareness, Lord God, over up the shepherd, Lord God, over up the palm, Lord God, over the Lord, on your sin, Lord God, over the Lord, and we pray, Lord. God of the Lord, Lord, as you light, Lord God of the Lord, but you, Lord God of the Lord, but we stop for a party, Lord God of, but it goes for a Lord God of the Lord, but it passes to Lord God of, but it goes for a Lord God of the Lord, but I don't mind the Lord God of, but those members of God of, but we stand in Lord God of, but we find a council of God of, but the Holy Ghost of God of, but we move Lord God of, and the Savior of God of the Lord, and God of the Lord God of, but Lord and Lady Lord God of, but not for us, Lord God of, but save you, Lord God, but would you bring your Christ, Lord God, upon him, Lord God, heaven and sin, Lord God, Lord, but we pray, Lord God, Lord, in the young ones, Lord God, and pray for peace, Lord God, Lord, over the shipments, Lord God, but would you bring your grace, Lord God, over the glory for your service, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, but are you moving the sin, Lord God, Lord, and bring your grace, Lord God, Lord, the Lord, you've been clearing for yourself, and I've missed, Lord God, and we come in your hands, Lord.
As I said already, just remember our pastor. He is the leader of this house, and it is always the target. Let us surround him and his family.
Amen.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost, the pillar of fire, all that will surround him. The Lord will grant him true wisdom.
Amen.
Of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. True leadership. According to the purpose of God. Oh, that will rest upon him.
Yes, Lord.
That he will be used for the sake of the bride that the Lord has brought together. In this place in Dublin.
Yes.
Let's remember him.
Amen.
Let's pray. Let's
wonderful. Jesus.
Lord. Oh, dear Lord God, once again, Lord God, I don't want to come, Lord God, of yourself, Lord, into your hands, Lord God, Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, you've called and chosen, Lord, I will put on the side of the world, Lord God, Lord. Upon the moment of your bride, Lord, you flock on the side of the world, Lord God, Lord. And we know, Lord, the animal, Lord God, rage against him, Lord God, Lord. Oh, Father, but we know, Lord God, Lord. With the Lord, you said, Lord, you raise the son of Lord against the Lord God, Lord. All these wrecks and piles of the animal, Lord God, Lord. And I will pray, Lord, but I will pull you, Lord God, Lord. Oh, for heaven's desire, I'm going to pray not to Lord God, Lord. Oh, just more of you, Lord God, Lord, the Lord. Oh, more of that revelation, Lord God, Lord, the Lord. Oh, more of that word, Lord God, Lord, the Lord. Oh, more of that discernment, Lord God, Lord, the Lord. Oh, what you desire, Lord God, Lord, the Lord. Oh, we're doing the midst of your church, Lord God, Lord, the Lord. Oh, more of your leadership, Lord God, Lord, the Lord. Oh, by the Holy Spirit, Lord God, Lord, the Lord. Oh, we'll lift him before you, Lord God. Open up his mind and soul, Lord God. His body, Lord, into your hands, Lord God. Lord, your body, you strengthen him, Lord God. Lord, you're grounding him, Lord. You're wired, Lord God. If you send him, Lord God. It's time, Lord God, for your flock, Lord God. Over your brand, Lord God. And as a shepherd, Lord God, over the Lord. For you will be his great shepherd, Lord God. For to guide him, Lord God, over the Lord. For to grant the eyes, Lord God. For to say, Lord God, over the Lord. Ahead of Lord God, over the Lord. For to know, Lord God, over the Lord. For to know your spectrum, him, Lord God, over the Lord. For to be the day, Lord God. For to be the night, Lord God, over the Lord. For to come with your hands, Lord God. For to bless his home, Lord God. For to bless his family, Lord God. For to bless him, Lord God, a wife, Lord God. For the children, Lord God, over the Lord. For the ground of your grace, Lord God. For the final, Lord God. For your kingdom from the violence of this enemy, Lord God. For the living good, Lord God. For the Lord with you, Lord God. For the living taste of his water, Lord God. For the filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord God. If not a strong gate, Lord God. For your blessing, Lord God. And your stuff tonight, Lord God. For the answer, Lord God, over the Lord. For the night, Lord God. For the Sunday, Lord God, over the Lord. For all your labor, sign, Lord God. And prepare him, Lord God, over the Lord. Over the water of life, Lord God, over the comfort of the fire, Lord God. Minister, Lord, on once, Lord God, but I come in into your hands, Lord God. Come in, Lord, into your hands, Lord God. Lord, you bless him, Lord God, Lord, on this day, Lord God. And glorify yourself, Lord God, in your Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, Lord God. I'm going to bless, Lord God. In our heart, Lord, minister, Lord God.
The night before Pastor comes and brings us into a best way.
Most precious Heavenly Father, we, the people, Father, we come before your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In times like this, Lord, we better, and we examine ourselves and see where we are, Lord.
Yes.
To know, Father, if we are still in the race or we are falling apart out of your will, Lord.
Amen.
And tonight, Father, Lord, we have come, Lord, before you, Lord, asking that, Lord, we shine your light, Lord, into our lives, Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Make our ways plain, Lord, before thy sight, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord, let us know where we are standing, O God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, if we have left the faith, Lord, God, some of us, Father, Lord, we have just, Lord, let the race, Lord, we call upon you tonight that you shall have mercy upon us, Lord.
Amen.
Every sign, Lord God, is pointing to your soon coming, Lord.
Yes.
Signs in the sky, Lord, signs in the world, Lord, things going on around us, Lord, shows how the devil has intensified his effort to God. And Lord, he's attacking your people, Father, Lord. And some of us, Lord God, Father, Lord, we are falling away, Lord God, but Lord, we think that we are in the race, oh Lord. This is the time that we come before you and we seek your face, Lord.
Yeah,
and we say, Father, be merciful unto us, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Oh, Lord, beginning the race with such faith, Lord, running the race for all this time, Lord.
Yeah.
How can we get, Lord, almost to the end of the race and just lift this aside, Lord? Lord, we are called upon thy name. Be merciful unto your people, Lord.
Jesus.
Have mercy upon us, Lord, and strengthen us, Father.
Amen.
Any of us, Lord, that are so tired, Lord, and have just forgotten about you, Father, Lord. Be merciful upon us, Lord.
Amen.
And re-energize us in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord.
Yes.
Send all your strength back into your people, Lord.
Amen.
Revive your children once again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Set us to focus upon thy word, Father, Lord.
Amen.
And we look unto you, Father, Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith,
Amen.
Lord.
Yes.
For you promise us, Father, that if we can only lift up our eyes, Lord, Lord, to you, Father,
yes.
Then we say our help shall come from you,
Amen.
Who made the heavens and the earth, oh God.
Yes.
And Lord, that's why we cry unto you tonight, Father. Have mercy upon your people,
Amen.
And forgive us, Father. If there be any sin in our camp, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
If there be any iniquity in our camp, oh God.
Yes,
oh Lord, I have separated us from you, oh God. Tonight we are pleading, oh God.
Amen.
Have mercy, Lord, and forgive us, Father.
Amen.
Please wash us, oh God.
Yes,
as one body, Father, Lord. If anybody, Lord, is in the sin that affected your people, Father. Tonight we are crying, Lord. Be merciful and wash us, Lord.
Amen.
We are so sorry, oh Lord. Support your love once again into our midst, Lord.
Yes,
oh, come and clean our hearts. Come and cleanse our thoughts, Father.
Yes,
come and wipe every sin out of our ways, oh God.
Amen.
And let your holiness come back into our
Amen.
Midst, Father.
Amen.
The Bible says that, Lord, you walk in the camp of your people, Lord.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
bless them, Father, Lord.
Mm.
But if there be any sin in our camp, Lord, you cannot walk in our midst, Father, Lord.
Mm.
Therefore, tonight, Lord, we pray. Be merciful, Lord, and cleanse us, Father, from every sin, Lord. Let us begin to hear your footsteps once again, Lord. Come,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Come, Lord. May we hear your shout, Father, Lord. Lord, come once again, Father.
Amen.
As the ministers stand, God, and the prophet, Lord, to deliver your word, Father. It shall tender in our hearts, O Lord.
Yes,
bless
amen.
Us tonight, we pray, Father, Lord. Bless the minister, Lord, that brought your word to us tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Bless our pastor, Father, we pray, Lord.
Yes,
oh, Lord, it has been countless of times, Lord, that, Lord, he has spent lonely nights, Lord, before
yes.
your grace, oh God.
Amen.
He has spent
Amen.
Lonely days in the woods, oh Lord, seeking your face, Father, Lord.
Yes,
oh, seeking manna from you to bring unto us, Father.
Amen.
Oh, tonight, Lord, we are crying upon thy name, Lord. That, Father, you shall open the doors of heaven, Lord, and pour your blessings on him, Lord. His family, his children, his wife,
Amen.
Lord. His health, physically and spiritually. Oh, Lord, strengthen him, I pray,
yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord, let your grace be abundant upon him, I pray, Lord. Has any missing brother here in this service, in this church, Lord? May you bless them all, Father, Lord.
Lord.
The Lord, God, as we are getting very close to the end of the race, Father, may you strengthen your people, Lord God.
Amen.
May we realize the urgency of your coming, O God.
Yes.
May we set all this apart, Father, and focus upon you alone, O God.
Yes.
Knowing that very soon, O God, time will be over, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, we pray. This is our request, Lord. Strengthen
yes.
up your people, Father.
Yes.
And let your strength be in our coming. We gather together. And Lord, when we call on thy name, O God, you shall hear our cry and you shall attend
yes.
to our prayer, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you so much for this service in the name of Jesus Christ. We are very thanksgiving.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Bless you, brother, for this grace. Before thee, just to unite with one desire, and Lord,
Amen.
That you would go before us, Lord. That Father, you would lead and guide at this time,
Lord,
the decision that needs to be made. Father, we just want your will to be done.
Please,
Father,
Lord.
Anything in our program in this year that you lay before, Father, we want your will to be done. Father,
yes,
Lord,
Lord.
You would be the one that you would arrange things for us, Lord, as we rest in thee. That Father, Lord, your purpose and your program and that your will. Father, Lord, that which you have determined beforehand, Lord, we just want to come unto that frequency, Lord. We just want to yield ourselves unto you.
Amen.
We just want to walk in the vision that you've set, Lord, for us, Lord. So, Father, we're looking unto thee, Lord. We want to commit everything into your hands, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we want to commit every officer, Lord, in this church into your hands, Lord. That, Father, this year, Lord, that it may be a year of blessing, Lord.
Amen.
That your hand may be upon your servants, Lord. That, Father, you'd continue to lead us and guide us higher and higher. Father, Lord, in the school of wisdom, Lord. Higher and higher.
Amen, amen.
And the spiritual things, even as our brothers preached upon this night, Lord, to lay aside childishness, Lord. Father, Lord, to come into that place to be a full age. Oh, Father, but we need your grace to
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord, for each minister. We pray for musicians, song leaders, Lord. We pray for Sunday school teachers, Lord. We pray for, Father, the youth and the youth work. We pray for them, Father, that you put the gift of evangelism inside of them.
Amen.
We pray that each and every one of your people, Lord, will be stirred up, Lord. That you grant grace to stir up that gift of God inside of
Amen.
Each and every one of us. Father, Lord, to not look to the left, to not look to the right.
Mm.
But to keep our eyes on the prize. Father,
Amen.
That calling in Christ. May you help us in these things, Lord, we pray. Each brother, each sister, Lord. Father, bless each person's faithfulness, we pray.
Amen.
For them, Lord, that even as I've been ministered so well to upon this night, Lord. Father, Lord, who need something deeper, Lord. I just pray, Father, that you'd open up the veil.
Amen.
I just pray the deep that is inside of you, Lord, to minister to the deep that is inside of them, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, they may be drawn and called, Father, to a higher ground, Lord. Let your voice, Lord, call us.
Amen.
Each and every one of us into a higher ground, Lord.
Amen.
To come up higher, Lord, is our petition.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we appreciate, Father, all the things that you do. We appreciate your faithfulness, Lord. We appreciate your goodness and your kindness, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, we acknowledge thee in all these things. You guide us and lead us, Lord. As you pray for ourselves, Lord, you do pray, Father, for Brother Christian and the saints, that you bless them in a special place, dear Lord. Father, for Brother George Quinn and the saints, that you be with them, Lord.
Amen.
Brother Billy and the saints in Belfast, Lord. Pray your special grace and mercy upon them at this time, Lord. Would you think, Lord, of Brother Tommy and the saints there in Banbridge, Lord?
Amen.
Your
amen.
Blessing, your grace, Lord, your mercy upon them, your leadership in this year. Heavenly Father, we pray for Brother Lubanza, Lord.
Amen.
And guide his footsteps, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord, just establish your will is our desire. And Father, all of these things, we just look unto thee, Father. You've allowed us to be at this time, Lord. Father, in this place.
Amen.
For such a time like this, Lord,
yes,
your will be done. And as we go from this place upon this evening, Lord, watch over us, Lord. Keep us safe.
Amen.
Bring us safely home, Lord. And even in the night watches upon this night, would you speak unto us, Lord?
Please,
and
Lord.
Father, in the day that lays before, Lord, Father, just lay your will and your purpose, Lord, upon our hearts, Lord, as his requests have gone forth, Lord, for needy people upon this night, Lord. Father, continue to stir up, Lord, Father. Lord, that spirit of supplication.
Amen.
The lives of your sons and daughters, we pray, until you give us chance and grace and mercy to come back once again, Father, according to your will on Sunday, Lord. How are you, Lord, to commune with you, Lord?
Amen.
Even as has been praying, Lord, upon this night, but Brother Mike, Lord, Father, every sin and every iniquity, Lord. Oh, Father, let your blood speak in our behalf. Lord.
Amen.
Let
Amen.
Your grace and let your mercy go before us, Lord. Heavenly Father, let nothing hinder your work and your
Amen.
Work, Father, from being achieved in this place, we pray. Father, bless your people that have come out upon this night, Lord. May we depart with your blessing.
Please, Lord.
Father, may we depart in your communion and your fellowship, Lord.
Amen.
Not forgetting our children, Lord. We so want to pray for them, Lord.
Amen.
Claim them under the token, Father, in a special
yes,
way
Lord.
This time, Lord. With, Father, this gross darkness that is all around us, Lord. Father, we just claim them even now, Lord, for your glory, Lord. And
yes, Lord.
And bring them in at a young age, even in this year, Lord. And Father, as events will unfold, Lord, according to your program, Lord. Father, minister your mercy unto them.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. Father, bring them, Lord, unto yourself, Lord. Let them come into the burning bush, Lord. Let,
oh, yes,
Father, Lord, them have that experience with you, Lord.
Amen.
Let them know that you are. Father, we pray for them, Lord. Father, Lord, the respecting sisters, bless them, Lord.
Amen.
Father, keep them, guard them safe, deliver them.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray for the mothers, Lord, that you have mercy upon them, Lord.
Amen.
In this complex age, that Father, you have ministered grace and mercy in a special way. And
amen.
Lord, for husbands, Lord, with such an attack upon the family, Lord.
Help
we
us.
We just pray that you'll keep us, Lord. Father, under the Joshua tradition, Father, not to turn to the left or to the right.
Amen.
But to be strong and to be courageous, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Father, you say that no man would stand before us all the days of our lives, Lord. And Father, we stand upon that promise, Lord. Bless every project, Lord, we pray as a church. Even as individuals, Lord, as your sons and daughters would do this and that, Lord. Father, you are the sun of prosperity, Lord. I just pray that you'll shine upon every project, Lord, that you'll grant wisdom and leadership, Lord. Prosperity and blessing, that, Father, you would curse the devourer, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, where the enemy will desire to come in, Lord. Put into flight, we pray.
That's right.
And bless your people in all of their ways, we pray. Watch
glory
us now, Father.
Your name.
Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Looking forward to coming back once again into your house.
Yes. Amen.
And Sunday, Lord, bless us until then. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Let us sing one chorus as we dismiss. Thank you so much, Brother Max, for the word.
Amen. Amen.
Your saints for gathering together in prayer. Let's continue. And the Lord takes us higher and higher in the true wisdom of His glory.
I bless your name.
I bless your name, in Christmas chain, with bleeding stripes, cold and sad, the spirit at night, and in their pain, began to sing. Chains were loosed and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you all. I give you praise. You are the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in a grave, in your mind, reach out. I bless your name. I give.